Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Erica Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Erica Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living. I'm Erica Sullivan. And in this show, the first show of the decade, we're just into a few days into the new year of 2020. And in this show today, we're getting down to it. We're getting real. So stay with me for the next half hour, and you're going to walk away with some real world tools in your pocket. And now, as we start 2020, it really is a time when we are being asked now to get real with a greater level of responsibility. And we have a great opportunity here as we start the first couple of days in the new decade to really own it. So our topic today is, need a reality check? 3 steps to see your reality in a new light. I have a friend who really, I went to a party over the holidays here, and a friend shared with me that she had talked with her brother about a situation. I'm not going to go into the details of the situation, but the point is that she told him he needs a reality check. Have you ever had that thought about someone that they really need to see their reality more clearly? Or maybe you keep telling yourself that you need a reality check. So what does this mean? What does it really mean to see your own reality for what it is? See your reality for just the way it is. So today we're going to explore this and why it's so important to get real with ourselves if we want to live our ideal life that is authentic to who we are. So as we enter this decade, what do you believe now? Not what you believed in the past decade. If you reflect back on it, what do you believe now? So as I said, this decade is going to, the energies that are coming in towards us now and the life we live today, the reality we have, is going to ask us to live towards a higher level of responsibility, keeping ourselves to a higher standard and own it. And where do we start with that? How can we do that? Well, it actually is to see our reality in a new light. So today we're going to explore that, because isn't it so that the truth is that we all want to feel loved for who we are. And that is our reality. It is our reality if we allow it to open up to us. We want to feel alive. We want to feel connected and happy. And we want to feel light in our emotions and looking forward to today. But instead, many people are struggling with staying present in the moment. Many people want to think forward and plan every single little detail of their days and their lives. We want to be like others in a sense that we're looking around and we letting ourselves get influenced and influenced by other people's opinions and things that they say to us. Have you felt that as well? That especially having spent time of the holidays with friends and family, there's a lot of energies going on and it's easy to get frustrated. So what happens is that we don't go to ourselves first. We don't go to ourselves for support. We second guess ourselves instead, and we ask all kinds of questions internally about why we can't do things. And what does that result in? It results in delaying potentially a change that you want to make, or delaying seeing your reality for what it is. And just to get real here, reality, our own reality, is sometimes the most uncomfortable to admit. And personally as well, I've gone through a lot of squirming and uncomfortable feelings when reality hits. I can totally relate to that, and I'm sure you can too. And what all of this is that we have this inner dialogue, and why am I feeling this way? I shouldn't. Or we come up with 100 excuses for not wanting to look at our reality, or we compromise. We don't want to stir up a conflict, and you may have experienced that over the holidays with gatherings and stuff. We compromise over and above what we're willing to, really. Or the very famous thought of, oh, I can't change. My reality is what it is. And that's why I want to give you today some very effective tools to get real with yourself and see your reality in a new light, so that are not going to leave you uncomfortable. So in case you feel that you want to reconnect now in the new year with your inner power, reconnect with your inner consciousness again so that you can start making the changes you want this year and beyond. Good? Ready? All right. So let's dive into this. So let's go through a scenario here. And do you live in the past or the future? Or do you live today? And that might be a question that you may want to ask yourself. Because often our reality in our modern world is made up by what's next. And that might be a feeling you're carrying now, first couple of days in January 2020, that, oh, what's next for me in my life? So why is it so that sometimes the reality feels too hard to acknowledge? Because it's too painful. And sometimes there is no problem living our reality because it's a feeling of not wanting it to end. So those are the two opposites, right? I'm sure you've had days like, oh, I wish this day wouldn't end, versus, oh, I don't want to even think about what happened today. Have you ever felt that need of an escape from reality? I know by myself that it's a very common for me and frequent wish when I know I need to put my foot down and see eye to eye with myself. I want to escape. And as an example of past decades, the culture of, for example, movie watching. I love movies. Movies are great. But if it becomes your go-to for escape, that may be that that you have things in your reality that you don't want to bring up to the light. But in the context of personal growth, so many are struggling with making a change to their lives. And even if they want to, because the tendency to escape, the tendency to live in the past or to live in the future. And somewhere there in between the past and the future, or if you're relying on some reality distortion in here, in the midst of things, is your reality. What we're here to explore today is really what it takes to get real. So that to make a start, because making a start towards a change that you want to make, it may even be a total life change for you. And it all starts with getting real and see your reality for just the way it is. Because the clearer you can be about the struggles and your reality today, the more clarity you'll set yourself up for to have when you craft and dream the direction where you want to go next. So let's invite some new light on all of this. So what's the opportunity here? Why is it so important to see your reality today? And what's the opportunity in getting real with yourself right now in this moment today? What do you think? What is the opportunity for you? What it is that in reality, the moment right now is the only time a change for you can happen. What if your reality brought you to an insight, a new insight for you, or even a decision in this moment right now? And that's the beauty of seeing your reality. How many of you have pushed through even when your body and soul are saying, you're done, no more? I remember many times when I overlooked my reality, especially through my corporate career, my reality was filled with work hours on evenings, Sunday nights, traveling to business meetings on Sunday nights, or attending work conferences over the weekend, and then going straight to work and work a full week after the weekend. So my reality was definitely not serving the best of me. And for you, does something like this sound like you too? That it's so easy to push through and ignore what our body and soul are telling us and just push through. So what is the opportunity here? It's the possibility of you saying to yourself, I need a change. Admitting that your reality is not serving you anymore, and the opportunity to take off the blinders and look around in the moment right now. So let's do that. Let's look around your room or wherever you are. Maybe you're in the car or out with other people. But right now, and listening to this, look around. Look around wherever you are. So how do you go from this realization that I need a change, that the reality is what it is, to actually make the next move? Because to be honest, a lot of people don't get to the action part of this. And that's really where coaching can be a wonderful partnership to actually get you into action when you know, I need a change. So the breakthrough comes when that desire to change your reality is greater than keeping the blinders on for one more week and not seeing your reality for what it is. And you start to build that excitement about what you can create instead of what that distracted escape behavior that so many people are maintaining. And the moment you think differently about what this could mean to you, that's the time you're gaining momentum. And have you ever noticed someone that really is ready and seeing their reality and waving the flag saying, I need a change? And it might not be that they verbally tell you, but you can see it in their eyes. So if you are not feeling present in your reality today, it may be time for you to get real. What are you going to create today? And I love this famous quote from Abraham Hicks, "A belief is just a thought you keep thinking." And isn't it true? Because If we go back to the common way of holding on to the past or fantasizing about the future, that can be replaced with, what am I going to create today? So let's do a little experiment. Are you in for that? Let's say a thought that's running through your mind is something like this. I can't change my life. It's just the way it is. And changing that to, I am changing my life today. How does that feel when I say that? I am changing my life today. Allowing yourself to take in your reality and use it as it is today and welcome a change is to feel thankful for everything in your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, bad, and the ugly is your reality. And if you bring in feelings of gratitude for it all and how it brought you to your reality today, that is a start. Now that you have allowed this beautiful momentum to be coming into your aura, it's time to get real. What I will be sharing with you next are the three tools and three steps that's going to help you to get real and see your reality in a new light. I've also put these steps in a download for you so that you can take your time to work with this in your own time. So if you're listening to this, you don't want to feel rushed with this work. And so go download that worksheet via the link below, or just go print it now and keep listening to go back to the worksheet later if you want, because all of what I'm going to say next is all in that worksheet. So here we go. Step one is what I call a reality meditation. And if you know me, and you may be noticing that I'm often talking about meditation, and there's a reason for that, because meditation is really the ultimate tool for stepping into your reality, stepping into your truth. And it's not a meditation that you may be familiar with before, this reality meditation. It's an inner observation of yourself and your reality with you in it. So are you ready? I want you to set a timer for 5 minutes and sit down and close your eyes and really ground your feet towards the floor. And I want you to observe yourself from the outside as if you were watching a movie of yourself. Or maybe even as if you were walking beside yourself. So in this visualization, in this reality meditation, I want you to follow yourself to work, being with the kids, being with family and friends, any situation that is important to you or that is coming up as you observe yourself. And let's see what comes up. Let's see what situation your mind is bringing you to. And what comes into the movie? What are those visions as part of your movie? Notice how you move. Notice your facial expressions, how you interact with others, your body language, and so on. So really take note, take mental notes with no judgment here and no solutions, just observe. And after 5 minutes, you open your eyes and bring out your journal and write down what you saw. Just write down for 5 solid minutes here. And describe what you noticed. Really, I'm not giving any kind of further direction here, but write down for 5 solid minutes and describe what you noticed on that movie of yourself, all of it. And be soft with yourself here. As I said, bring in no judgment or no kind of interpretations of this movie of yourself. What you want to bring in is thank you. Thank you to yourself as you unroll this movie of yourself and writing it down in your journal. Because the point here is of this tool, of this reality meditation, is that this is your reality. Let that sink in. This is your reality. What just came down on the page is your reality. And I want you to take the next step. The next tool, step two, is to share your reality with someone. So bring your journal and share what you wrote down with someone. Because this is really to put your reality into reality. Sharing your authentic view of your reality with someone you trust is huge, and new insights may come to you by sharing it. Do you have the same experience in other situations? When you share something with someone, it becomes real. It may feel uncomfortable, but see it as a good thing. You're doing it. You are sharing it. You're sharing your reality. You're talking about your reality. And sharing stops living in your head only. It makes it real. An important part of the sharing here in this step is that there's no need to explain yourself about what you're sharing. There is no need to make excuses or receive solutions from someone else, or come up with solutions right there and then. So try to refrain from beginning to explain yourself and what that means, or what you want to share is really that movie, what's in that movie, and how the details around that movie of yourself. And now we are on step three. So your reality needs to be celebrated. And because we tend to kind of celebrate only good things and what we perceive as something that's worth celebrating, your reality is worth celebrating. So we're bringing back, we're back to that excitement and momentum we talked about earlier, because when you invite your reality just the way it is and feeling gratitude for it today, and accepting the reality and staying open to receive a change, only from there you can then create what you want. So what are you grateful for in your day today, in your reality, where you're at, where you're sitting, where you're driving? What are you grateful for today in your reality? So what did you find out about your reality when you did this reality meditation and when you shared it with someone? Can you see the gap between your reality today and where you want to be? Now, a really great support for these tools is what I mentioned earlier, a journaling book. And if you don't have a journal, go buy a nice new shiny journal, and because journaling can support you immensely through this. And the more details you can record about your reality, and the more details you can share with someone else about your reality, the better. So keep going with it. I'll be talking some more about journaling in an upcoming episode. So I want to invite you to get real, because this decade, this year coming up, 2020, and the years ahead are going to require from us to hold ourselves to a higher standard. It's going to require from us to own it, to own our own reality and own our own authenticity. So now is the time to get real, because your reality is yours and only yours. And it doesn't matter what others are telling you that your reality is, because often our defense mechanisms to get away from reality is distraction. So reflect upon, in what ways are you distracting yourself from your reality? The more clear you can get on what is really bringing in that distraction for you, and what areas in your life is really areas where you're not connected with your reality. Because we all want to be ourselves in the reality we are in, just the way we are. And I can tell you that I definitely can relate to the self-judgment. Self-judgment is the worst enemy of really accepting and embracing our reality. So the only way is to kind of make sure that self-judgment is not stomping in all in your reality is to own it. Own it and be grateful for your reality today. Now, we can make a decision today. You can make a decision today to see your reality in a different light. And if you listen to this and didn't have a chance to go download the worksheet via the link below, take your time with this and make sure you can sit undisturbed for a while with this worksheet. It's going to bring you right back to your reality with gratitude. I will also share this within our Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community. So head over there, because the best conversation is happening over there. I want the best for you in 2020 and beyond. And now is the time to get real. Thank you so much for tuning in today. See your life in a new light. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.